This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 477 for Monday, July 15th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Monday morning, feeling the pressure from losses in other vegetable oils. The November canola contract loses $7.20 at $611.50 per ton, and the January contract falls $7.30 at $620.80 per ton. Pressure on canola is coming from sharp declines in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, as well as European rapeseed. There are more moderate decreases in Chicago soy meal and Malaysian palm oil. Small pullbacks in crude oil are adding pressure onto the veg oils. All that is pushing the most traded November contract towards its support level of $600 per ton. As well, the November is below all of its major moving averages. Furthermore, canola crush margins step back, bringing the November positions to $141 to $144 per ton above the futures. Across the prairies, the weather is to be mostly dry on Monday, with the exception of rain this morning in Manitoba. The region's temperatures are expected to be in the mid-20 degrees Celsius range. Alberta says its crops are 74% good to excellent, with the province's canola at 67%. The Canadian dollar is lower on Monday morning, with the loonie at 73.26 U.S. cents, compared to Friday's close of 73.38. Friday's supply and demand report from the United States Department of Agriculture calls for lower ending stocks in old and new crop soybeans and corn, while the carryover for wheat is raised. The USDA is scheduled to publish its export inspections report later this morning and its crop progress report this afternoon. The U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association is set to release its monthly crush report later today. The trade pegs the June soybean crush at slightly below 178 million bushels. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Monday morning. The November contract tumbles 20 cents at $10.44.5 per bushel. August soy oil drops more than 7-tenths of a cent at 45.93 cents per pound. August soy meal is down $2 at $336.80 per short ton. Also in Chicago, September corn gives up 5 cents at $3.97 per bushel. September oats shed 1.5 cents at $3.17. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as Chicago September retreats 17 cents at $5.34. Kansas City September pulls back 11.5 cents at $5.56. And Minneapolis September falls 13 cents at 584. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, July 15th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.